And straight away as we come in here, not only hit with the computer noise, with a pump going there, which has now stopped, but hit with something that is quiet. A large-looking... No, you tell me.
Well, you know, we've explored the wonders of the rainforest in several glasshouses, but the one thing I felt that we had never done was to give children in particular an impression of just how big a tropical tree really is. And what you see in front of you is a representation of a Dipterocarp root. Now, Dipterocarps are tropical trees that are found predominantly in Southeast Asia, and they have these enormous buttress roots. And our one, sadly, was felled. It was huge originally, and it was a habitat for so many other things. It was the rainforest's canopy that stops the soil from running down into the river. What we've done with the creation of this big buttress root, basically, is to create an educational tool so that when our guides are bringing people round, whether they're school children or adults, we can say to them, the loss of trees like this is what the loss of rainforest is about. To me, it's an exciting piece of landscape, it's a piece of theatre, it's got lots of interesting plants round about it, but it really has a much bigger message to tell. It says, when you read in the newspaper or you hear on the radio that the rainforest has been felled, it's hundreds of things this size that are disappearing.
And behind it are a lot of wet tropical plants?
We've got all sorts of wet tropical plants. We've got bananas, we've got gingers, we've got things with unpronounceable names like Aeschynanthus, Columnia, St. Paulia. A whole wealth of things to be explored and found enjoying this very wet tropical environment. Most of the stuff that's in here is predominantly from Southeast Asia.
And the computer telling us to move on.
It's closing the vent and telling us to move on.